This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And as you may know, you can find out more at allbook-books.com and my Substack page, Musings from Between the Lines. Taylor Swift and Deb Haaland, two sides of Empire's coin. What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, Taylor Swift needs no introduction, so I'll give my opinion. She does have some talent. I listened to a few songs. You know, they're okay. Not my cup of tea. I would say of what I listen to, 99% of it is about relationships. Not my cup of tea. As far as all that, you know, pop song relationship stuff. But she's halfway decent as far as I'm concerned. I don't quite get the massive appeal. I think she, like her album, new album, shows her like lounging in bed and underwear, and so I personally find that not the kind of role modeling that young girls, young women need today. That's my opinion. So I don't have anything personally against her, but I have a strong dislike of the whole media frenzy and humongous popularity. I don't get it, but I can understand it. Okay, so then on the positive side, Deb Haaland, the Secretary of the Interior, a native woman from the Laguna Pueblo. Now, I was suspicious when she was sworn in, when she swore in on a Bible. Because if you know any history, and in my book, I go to great lengths to highlight that. My recent book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, the destructive influence of the Bible coming over to Turtle Island and its effect on the native people still affecting today, the Christianization, the assimilation. So how does a native woman swear in on a Bible? Well, that's the way to get in the door, but it raised my eyebrow big time. While a lot of people were cheering for a native woman who could make some change in the system, which I haven't followed exactly, but she has done some positive things, and she has spoken up for some areas and some preserving of the environment. So then why is she opposed to that in this case? Tohono, here's an article from Censored News. Tohono O'odham said it is heartbreaking to see Interior Secretary Deb Haaland promoting Sun Zia's wind energy project. The ancestral lands of Tohono O'odham and San Carlos Apache are being bulldozed for transmission lines in the pristine San Pedro. Bulldozers are destroying ancient villages, burial places, and medicine grounds. That article at the wonderful website for Native News, Censored News, with Brendan Norell. And then, not to mention the title, have to mention, federal judge sides with Interior on fake green energy. Tosses out lawsuit by Tohono O'odham, if I pronounce that right, and San Carlos Apache Nations. So here is a native woman shilling for the corporations and the government destroying native lands. So that is very upsetting. And now, why is it that Americans are not up in arms about this is one question I have, because it's off the radar. And why is there huge support? Understandably, there's a lot of controversy, but huge support for Palestinians and other causes outside the country. But where is the such huge support within the country? So that's one big question. And then that goes back to Taylor Swift. Why is there a huge amount of attention to Taylor Swift and hardly anyone attention to Deb Haaland and the destruction of the land and the medicine and the sacred sites and the culture of the native peoples going back thousands of years? So basically, I see, I nickname her Deb Hollowland because, yeah. Okay, so that goes back to the Taylor Swift and Deb Haaland as two sides of Empire's coin. In my book, Moving Through the Empty Gate Forest, one of these themes or one of the theories I put forward is that the U.S. Empire is has two sides to it. Light, I call it light and shadowy. L-I-T-E is light, and S and shadowy is the darker side, but I didn't want to call it light and dark. So light and shadowy. Taylor Swift is the light because it's inoffensive. It's entertainment. It's a distraction. It's light. Deb Holland is the shadowy because it's nefarious and destructive. And it's dark side stuff. Most of the time, the shadowy refers to what goes on outside the country in other countries' nefarious activities. But in this case, it's within the country. I'll read a little introductory section. Light and shadowy. Both manifest when a nation's identity is superimposed on the land, and when that identity is solely associated with a country. Along with the false identity veneer, the word spells trouble, country, from contra, against, in opposition. As long as one's allegiance is with one's country exclusively, and not with the land, also known as Mother Earth, there will be wars between countries, between peoples, between Mother Earth's children. So that's what's happening. There's a false identity veneer of the country of the United States of America. And that's affecting the land, Mother Earth, and the peoples. Now, why is this so? I think one of the inception points, I explain, circa 1880 to 1920 in the U.S. Empire, there was an interesting split. The heightening of the extermination of and corralling onto reservations of the native peoples, plus a wave of immigrants, the combination produced a subtle level of Nazi, N-O-T-S-E-E, Nazi, a little pun, that became ingrained in the populace of the U.S. Empire. Because while the immigrants were relieved and enthused about their new home turf, most were clueless as to what else was happening, and that they were post-invaders, more commonly called settlers, on foreign soil. This cluelessness is a root of the light side of the nationalism social status. So there it is, basically, in my view, that the cluelessness is with some of the leftover of the immigrants to the promised land of the U.S., and clueless to the what's happening on the native land, with the native lands within the U.S., yet still Turtle Island, but the entertainment and the distraction is clueless, along with someone who's actually of native heritage, nefariously, I don't think she can be clueless to know what's going on, so I would not call her the light side, thus the light and shadowy, and this call, this cry to not be clueless, to look at what's actually going on in this country and what is being done by corporations and even some native peoples and the governments and to the land and to the ancient cultures. Where is the respect for that, for those people and that way of life? Because that ultimately affects us all, as far as affecting the lands and the waters and the air and the soil. I think as the Hopi word, Koyanetskatsky, life out of balance. So these things are not things just happening to the native people. They are affecting the actual balance of the weather and the earth, if you happen to notice recently extreme weather patterns. Thank you for listening and be well.